And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Cointreau.
Are we saying it right? Cointreau. You've got to kind of get into character.
Willem, how do you say it?
Cointreau, bros, or Cointreau, Cointreau, or however you want to say it, as long as you buy it, because it's delicious.
Okay, is it? It's the orange-flavored stuff, eh? Is it orange-flavored?
It's like the original gangster when it comes to orange-flavored drink.
I'm having a whiff right now.
Have a little, crack it, have a little tutu. So essentially, some buzzy French dudes, they started a distillery. They were what we would have termed alchemists.
Smells alcohol-y.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, what percentage are we rolling in? Pretty deep.
It definitely 40. Is citrusy.
It's got a signature embossed on it. I like that.
It's the Cointreau family. They've been kicking it since
1849. Is it
still the same family? Is this a legacy?
It's a legacy product.
The logo is dynamite. Like, that's Daytona as. It's great.
It just makes me think sort of like Miami Vice.
It's a great banner.
Yeah.
I nailed it.
Yeah. But so today we're gonna kick it with a 1930s cocktail.
Oh, I've just seen the glasses.
Those are this mint. What kind of glasses are those?
But they're a coupe. So we're keeping it French. So if you know the story of the coupe, they are sort of based on the bust of Marie Antoinette.
Okay.
You know, we're keeping it bougie and French today.
Vive la Révolution.
Let them eat cake. Let them eat cake.
Steve, is that a good laugh or a bad laugh? I don't know.
It's a good laugh to me, bro.
Oh, right. Good.
So, yeah, we're keeping everything very French. And the cocktail we're making today is a thing called the White Lady.
Oh, as in the food truck downtown. Gotcha.
It's an homage.
So, hang on. So, White Lady is sort of pre-margarita, correct?
White Lady is pre-margarita. So, White Lady is the first recorded sour with Cointreau in it.
Interesting.
So a margarita is derived from this, except you just switch out the lemon juice for the lime juice, the gin for the tequila.
We're taking it back.
We're kicking it old school. So first things first, you want to whack in about 30 mils of lemon juice per cocktail.
John's got his phone out.
He's doing the thing.
We are tourists in cocktail town though, aren't we, John, really?
Yeah.
Customers, a little bit.
So, and then we're going to whack in about 10 mils of simple
syrup.
Can I
smell that? What was that yellow stuff? Oh, the John smelling
juice,
job.
This is just some straight up lemon juice.
And where do we get the lemons from?
They're Meyer lemons that I purchased from Fruit World.
I got a little on my upper lip, I'm not lying. It's good.
They're very fresh. So now we're going to kick it with our key ingredient once the bro finishes his photography. He's doing a good job, though.
I'm trying. The BFM phone ends up in too many shots.
You find that the bottles aren't smiling, Jim.
Okay. Sorry, Gwillem. Don't let me hold you up.
It's okay. I'm used to it, man. I'm used to it. So we're going to chuck in 30 mils now per drink of this Cointreau. So Cointreau is essentially, you want to think like bitter orange,
alcoholic Jaffa, kind of.
Yeah, without the chocolate. Mm. Just basically think like orange, boozy deliciousness. So what we're going to do now, though, is we're going to get hella bougie. So we've got some hand-foraged Isla gin up in this bitch.
Let the record show that I'm doing, like, an excellent with my fingers.
So if you're familiar, we've got the Botanist. Delicious.
Because it is botanicals up in the gins, eh?
It's like, mate, this thing's got 27 botanicals. 22 that have hand-foraged around Isla.
That's a lot.
Like, most people think Isla for scotch. I think Isla for gin.
Okay.
So now we're going to get real bougie, and we're going to kick it up to 45 mils of gin per drink.
It always buzzes me out that there's so many like botanicals in gin, but it's clear.
Well, while he's busy pouring that, what's real gangster, if you look at all the words that are on the bottle, words
embossed on there,
they spell out all the different botanicals that are in the gin.
Son of a bitch.
Is it written in a hashtag scenario, back-to-back?
It's written in a Latin scenario, back-to-back.
All right.
Oui, chef.
The bottle itself is obviously bespoke for this particular gin.
Great word, John.
Is this gin gonna set me back an arm and a leg?
Yeah, you're looking at it quite a bit. We're kicking things off with a bang just to make sure Cointreau feels special. And sometimes you just want something delicious. Like if you're gonna show off to your parents, show off to your girlfriend's parents, show off to your boyfriend's parents.
Show off to the internet. Maybe
exactly.
You've got a hip YouTube channel.
Do it for the Instagram. Just do it for the Instagram. It is. It's great.
It smells really, really dry. Is that true?
It is. And do you know what's great as well? Like, just in case you're worrying about bang for buck, it's not your normal, like, Gordon's 38.5%. This thing is whopping in at a great 46%, so you really feel that heat.
Is that quite a thing. Like once you get up around the 40s and you start pushing it a couple percent, it's like serious business.
You start feeling it more.
Yeah, do you
start
really?
Feeling
yeah,
it more? Yeah, yeah. So what we're gonna do now is we're gonna shake this with a bit of ice.
Well done. No mess, no spill.
That's the dream, right?
It's fantastic.
That's the dream. So now we're going to strain that into the four-set Cooper glass.
Oh, it's coming out in a nice vanilla colour. Sort of a blonde sunset, if you will.
So then we're gonna hit it with a little bit of lemon rind just to make it look extra fancy, because it is a white lady after all.
Nice. You know,
like it's... We are trying to appeal to sort of the Remuera, Parnell, Ponsonby, Grey Lynn of the clientele. Not your normal BFM listeners.
Do you know anywhere in town that does a really good white lady with Contra?
If you're making a white lady, you should always make it with Contra.
Yes.
But if you go to your place like Deadshot or any of your sort of fancy cocktail bars or anywhere where a bartender seems to know what they're doing, you will get a very good rendition of this drink.
Cool. Okay.
So.
And it should be noted that there's nothing around the room in this scenario. So has Martini got the stuff around the room?
That's the margarita, bro.
Margarita.
So that's the salt. That's the whole salt piece.
It's the glasses.
It's the glasses.
The glass is similar. That's all.
Glass is similar. The colour of the beverage is similar.
Nice one, hungry.
But you guys should taste that, and I'll knock out another couple.
Very nice. We can share this one. Leo, you're over there in the corner. Would you like to have a taste?
You get on those.
Leo, come around here. Just.
It's cuter when John and I share.
Anything with botanist.
Long day in the sales situation. Son of a bitch, it's good.
Gwilym, can I just say, I'm astounded how quickly you put this together. So anyone out there that is like, oh my God, I would love to do it at home. You can easily.
I don't sound like that.
I do when I'm at home. Why don't you sound like that when you're at home?
And the key to it is...
I'm a ghost.
The key to it is, it's every parent has a bottle of Contra and a bottle of gin.
I was about to say, it's a vintage drop. It's one of those bottles that I have seen kicking around the cabinet.
And so it's the kind of thing that, you know, that your parents will always have the ingredients to sort of let you knock this out. And, you know, it's a crowd pleaser. You know, three ingredients. All you need is lemon juice, Contra and gin, and you're kicking and screaming into an A1. So,
Gwilym, I knew I was partial to this drink. I've had one in the past, and I knew I liked it. But you've reinforced that stereotype in my mind. I do like it.
It is a good drink.
We found our white lady.
Is that so? That's the standard name for it. The white lady. I can cruise up to a bar and go, "Giz a white lady."
Wife. You can totes like walk into a bar and go, "Giz us a white lady." And like, if maybe you get like that 18-year-old bartender, and you're in sort of, you know, maybe Whammy Bar, they won't give you one. But yeah, who knows?
Fuck that. When I'm in Whammy Bar, I'm getting a large sink down if I can.
I didn't know they served anything else other than shots of Fireball.
The gin, you can tell that it's got horsepower.
Yeah,
you can tell the gin's got a lot of horsepower.
And the horsepower is the key.
It's a thick, it's a thick gin.
Makes it viscous, gives you that mouthfeel you're looking for.
Okay.
You wanna know what...
This is extremely tennis, this drink, I think.
Yeah, 100.
Very tennis. It's definitely late afternoon. I'm looking to put some pants on. The mozzies are about to get a bit cold. But I'm going out. You know what I mean? It's been a summer's day.
Yeah, you know, and tennis is a great thing to do with this, because why not make up a picture? You can literally just make up a picture of this and everyone can have one.
Not that I don't love cricket, don't get me wrong.
Gwilym, where could you recommend that we pick up the ingredients? So we've got a bottle of Contra and we've got a bottle of botanist gin.
So most good liquor stores will have this product, but what I can really say is, worst case scenario, pop into a Glengarry, you'll get both of them, no problem.
Right on. It's vast, the Glengarrys.
And hey, what's even better is you don't have to go the whole hog. If you want to live this drink without having to pay for the full bottle, they do small bottles of both. So you can get a 200ml of botanist and a baby of Contra and we're way laughing.
Nice.
Make the cocktail at home for under $30.
Hey, what's that tiny bottle? Did that go in anything? The hell is that?
It's a little bit of sugar, bro.
Did you slip a little sugar in
it? I talked about a little bit of sugar.
Okay.
A little bit of sneaky sugar.
No, look, I'm not averse to it. I'm into it.
This is just one of the kinky sidelines we bring in baby bottles.
Glucose. No, that's great, because, I mean, I was thinking there's a lot of citrus going on here.
You gotta put a little bit of sugar in for the acid. Otherwise, you know, reflux, man. Reflux. No one wants reflux.
Shout out to Quantro, by the way.
It's great.
So we got a month?
Looks like we've got a month of Contro, which is...
How much lemon juice? Someone's asking.
How much lemon juice? 30 mils per drink, fam. 30 mils per drink.
To taste as well with lemon juice.
You know, if
it's spot on. It tastes good to me.
Don't have a cut on your lip, though. You'll know.
Gwilym, one more time, the ingredients of each.
So just to go through this.
And the process and the ingredients.
Essentially whack everything in a shaker. If you don't have a shaker, if you've got a glass jar, that works just as well. So a little bit of sugar. If you don't have sugar syrup, just put in a teaspoon of sort of normal sugar. 30 mils of lemon juice. You're looking at 30 mils of Contro, 45 mils of any gin you can raid from your parents' liquor cabinet. And then shake it up, pour it into a glass, enjoy.
When you're 18.
When you're 18.
Like you nick it whenever you like, but enjoy it when you're 18.
Enjoy it when you're 18. And if you want to make it real fancy and real fluffy, hit it with an egg white, do the same thing, and it'll make it into like a fluffy lemon meringue of dreams.
That's awesome. All
right.
Cool.
Game on. Happy White Lady Day.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Quantro.